Attitude Broadcasting presents BSS Carolina with your host, Rocky JPP. Not only are you a giant, but you a dummy giant.
Giant dummy.
You'll be in the same unemployment line as Steve Clifford. New job. Release Roberts. Linsanity's a hornet. Look at all those hockey experts. Easy.
You know who the next Jordan is?
LeBron.
It's not his fault.
It's just because I like playing devil's advocate.
Never again.
Hall of Famer.
Tannehill.
Game over.
Don't worry. I'll wait.
We've all said it. None of us are hockey experts. I guess we are. We're beating hockey experts.
And big shots.
PJ Harrison. Rudy Gobert.
JPP.
What a ding-a-ling.
Linsanity.
I said better. I didn't say good.
Roy Hibbert.
What a ding-a-ling. If Duncan gets the 7 rings, not his fault. With Jordan.
You got plenty of money. Get you a driver.
Bump that. Side pieces. Side pieces.
Ronda Rousey.
You can listen to the show on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, and iHeartRadio. And follow us on Twitter at BSS Carolina. Welcome to BSS Carolina's on Stitcher, Spreaker, iHeartRadio, and iTunes. Of course, I am Rocky. Join me today once again is beautiful Big Shot Bob. What's up, man?
What's happening, Rock?
Not much, man. Another great day in Charlotte, North Carolina, getting ready for game one of the NBA Finals between the Cavs and the Warriors.
The rematch.
The rematch that no one cares about. No, I'm just kidding. Everybody cares about. Especially Big Easy. I know Easy is probably rooting for his team.
And Jeff has definitely got high interest in this Finals. ESPN and ABC and the Walt Disney family need everyone to be interested in the Finals. They need ratings, so please tune in.
Oh, they trust me. This rating should blow it out of the water because everybody's healthy. You got passing four-time MVP against the two-time MVP. So I'm sure the storyline goes on and on. You got the number one most three-point made team against the number two this season.
It's crazy.
So
top two teams in the playoffs as well for three-point percentage made. What do you think the NBA is rooting for? Are they rooting for LeBron to win so they can set up the trilogy for next year, the rubber match?
I think so.
I think they would love that.
I think the reason they don't want LeBron to lose 2-5.
Oof.
You cannot be 2-5 in the NBA Finals.
That's hard
and be
to
the face of the league. To me, you can't go 2-5 in the finals and be the face of the league.
That's just hard to fathom. LeBron James 2-5 in the finals. Wow.
No disrespect. I'm not being a LeBron hater like some may say I am. I'm not. Six straight trips to the NBA Finals. Guess what it means if you don't win as much more than you lose? Squadouche. It means zip. It means zero.
Second place is the first loser.
Ask the Buffalo Bills what it meant to go four straight Super Bowls. What did it mean?
Nothing. They have no trophy to show for it. Haven't been close since.
I mean, I'm just, so... And, I'm cheering for LeBron. I think a lot of people want LeBron to win it because they don't want him to go 2-5 in the finals.
In the four previous occurrences where there have been rematches of finals, they have split three out of the four times. The only time that wasn't split was the Bulls in the 90s, of course. Michael beat Utah two straight years. So, LeBron and the boys, they have a puncher's chance. Steph isn't 100%. He's grabbing at his knees. They played a tough series. They just had to come back down 3-1 against the Oklahoma City Thunder. So we'll see, man.
No excuses. I don't hear any excuses this year if you lose. You can't give me any excuses if you lose.
There's no excuses.
I mean,
you're
you lose
healthy.
This year. Everybody's healthy. I still think they changed the game plan after game three last year. They even did it this year. If you look against the Raptors, they started going away from it in game three and four. They started shooting
jacking
threes
up
a lot.
Threes.
Shooting 43s. The biggest difference, I know they're the number two team in the NBA in shooting threes, but they shoot threes. They should shoot threes different than the Golden State Warriors. They need to be efficient at shooting threes, not firing 40, because they need to go inside out, not outside in. Golden State goes outside in when they shoot the ball. They, you know, to me, the Cavs play entirely different. When they get in trouble when they go outside in, because they got to have LeBron and Kyrie driving to the basket, kicking it back out, these guys shooting threes.
Create these shots. Unless you're J.R. Smith, you just take a couple of tough dribbles and take an impossible three and usually make it. Man.
Yeah, if you're J.R. Smith, it's a different story. But, you know, and that's the one that can shoot wherever he's at.
And Kyrie Irving, the same thing. He can get whatever he wants off the dribble and put up a long three-pointer. More than likely make it. But Kevin Love, Channing Frye, for the most part, they need help getting their threes off.
And Kevin Love, you know, needs to be playing post up and then get going. Where he gets in trouble, he fires threes and he doesn't go inside.
It's all dependent on LeBron James, though. What's he going to do in the fourth quarter? We know what he's going to do, like, the first 44, 45 minutes of the game. Like, the last 5 minutes of the game, is he going to do what he did at the end of game four and in the Toronto series and attempt one shot? Or is he going to put his foot on the gas and say, hey, I'm still LeBron James. I'm the king. I'm the best player in the world. And I'm about to take my title back. We're taking one to the land. And we'll see y'all next year, Golden State, in the rubber match. So, it's a lot of different variables for this finals. And it's a lot of rooting interest. I know personally, but my feelings, I'm rooting for LeBron James. Okay, I don't want, like Rock said, I don't want to see him go 2-5 in the finals. But if I were betting money, or I had my life was on the line or something, I'm taking the Warriors. So my pick is to win the finals.
Well, hold on, don't make your pick yet.
I can't make my pick.
We ain't got there yet. We got to build up to it. I want you. You got to save some sizzle. Don't get into the steak yet.
I'm gonna go ahead and put it out on the plate. It's ready. It's rested.
No, don't
ready
say
to get
it.
This
yeah,
started.
Come on, hold on a second. We got to break it down a few more minutes. I don't want us to go too far too fast here. What are the three things the Cavs have to do to win the series?
They have to rebound, limit turnovers, and shoot. They have to shoot well. They don't have to shoot 60 or 70%, but they can't shoot 30%. They need to shoot close to 50%. And they need to shoot a ton of free throws. That way they can slow the game down, get their defense set, and limit possessions for the Warriors. Because if they try to get into a fast-paced game with the Warriors, it's not going to work.
No, they can't. For me, did you say the three things?
Yeah.
Turnovers. Not allow turnovers. Keep turnovers down. Because what happens – or turnovers / bad shots. Because what the Warriors do is they get open and they make you pay. Ask Russell Westbrook about bad shots. Ask Kevin Durant about bad shots in game 5, 6, and 7. Mm-hmm. All right. What did I say on this show over a week ago, 2 weeks ago? I said if they didn't win in 5 games, they would lose this series. There's no way they was going to lose this series to Oklahoma City after game 5, because Thompson got going, Curry got going, even Draymond Green played like the old Draymond Green. So, and dirty as heck is that, which we'll talk about that later. They got to do something with Draymond Green, first of all. Dragging down Steven Adams on top of him.
That was
he
that
took
was
his
funny.
Arm out of
and
socket.
Then he grabbed his hand like he was hurt. It's like you didn't even touch your hand.
You a flopper fool, man.
Yeah, but three things the Cavs have to do. Keep LeBron. No jumpers inside, dude. Inside game. You need to produce inside. You know when we saw that stat earlier, 19.3 feet away from the field for Curry, mm-hmm. 1.9 for LeBron James. He's got to get back to that. That's where you need to stay, dude. Let the other guy shoot the threes. You take care of the inside. And you'll be fine.
But even with his starting lineup of last year, Matthew Dellavedova, Timofey Mozgov, Tristan Thompson, Amon Shumpert, LeBron averaged 35 points, 13 rebounds, and 9 assists.
Right, because he was so dominant in the first three games. The last three where they got beat, he started shooting jumpers, and look at the shooting percentage.
He was gassed.
Went way up. I know he was gassed, and I get
he
it.
He was gassed.
He put that team on his shoulder. He absolutely did. Nobody helped him out. I agree with that. You ain't got no excuses this year. You lose, and the team on the other side is a lot better than yours. I'm sorry. Golden State has a pedigree of champions. I mean, you got Thompson, you got Curry. Look at what they just did, Oklahoma City, which fell apart and gave them the games. That's what I'm afraid Cleveland's going to do.
If LeBron gets up 3-1, he's not going to lose that series. LeBron will close the show.
I don't know.
He's not Kevin Durant.
He's never closed the show when he's been up 3-1.
He's never given up a 3-1 series lead.
We don't know. We don't know.
He's been up 3-1, 3-2. He's even been down 2-3. He's never – when he's getting the third win, for more times than not, he has closed the show. And they have won the series.
In the NBA Finals, how has he done?
I mean, the times that he's gotten three wins, they've gotten the fourth win.
In the NBA Finals.
In the NBA Finals.
They have two championships. He's got two titles.
And those two championships, okay. He got that third win. They got that fourth win and got the title.
Those four losses that
he's
had
got
in
two
the
wins, one win.
Two or one win.
And
right?
No wins.
Right. Got swept.
He got swept. So if he gets the three, if he gets the three wins in the series, he wins the series. He doesn't get three wins in the series, he's not going to win the series.
We're going to share our thoughts who we think is going to win. But the other two things the Cavs have to do, Tristan Thompson's got to come to play.
Yeah.
Rebounding. They have to out-rebound Golden State. No second-chance opportunities for Golden State because they don't give Curry and Thompson extra shots.
Please.
The last thing, defense. Kyrie Irving, everybody, Dellavedova, everywhere Curry moves, you need to move. Do not let him get the ball. Deny him the ball as best as you can. Oklahoma City in game 3 and 4 did a great job of playing defense on him where wherever he moved, they were on top of him.
Mm-hmm.
Robertson, anybody. Game 5, 6, and 7, he started getting open again, and you saw what happened. So, Kyrie Irving, Dellavedova, I don't care if Dellavedova has to foul out. He is all over Steph Curry this whole series. He has to be.
I mean, you got to body Curry. You got to hit him a few times. And you know he's going to make tough shots because that's what Steph Curry does. Yep. But at least contest him. Don't give him wide open looks.
Klay Thompson, too. Don't give him wide open shots.
If they hit the shot with the hand in the face, there's nothing you can do about that.
Like, they hit shots over Steven Adams. There ain't much. Steven Adams was all over him. Mm-hmm. But you have to deny them the ball. What are the three things the Warriors have to do in the series?
Play with pace, you know, so they can get their shots up, volume shots, because they depend on the three ball. Steph and Klay have to shoot a high percentage, between 40 and 45% from the three. And they got to limit turnovers. Golden State still has a bad habit of having reckless turnovers. I mean, trying to be too cute with the ball or just doing too much, man, and turnovers get them beat. they can do those things, they should win the world championship.
For me, Draymond Green, don't play your game, but you got to limit the mistakes. You have to play smart. You know, arguing with the ref after the foul, a foul or a no call or something, stop it. Walk the other way, because they cannot afford for you to get suspended one game. And all he needs is one more tech, and he's suspended or flagrant one.
One more flagrant one,
and you're out the next game automatically. There's no if, and, or buts. Whatever you do, you're out the next game. So he needs to watch it and do not
– stop staring at players. Yeah. Stop yelling and showing your muscles like you're doing something strong. Just play the game. You know, yell to the crowd. Be engaged with the crowd.
Get the crowd going.
You know, you ain't got to look at these players like that, man. You're just pushing that line to where the referee can, depending on the referee in the night, could say, you know what, that's technical taunting, or get you that other foul and get you suspended. And they don't need that.
Absolutely. They don't need that. They need – you will have to play smart. Second thing, bench. There's no bigger – they have the most important bench in the NBA. They have to get
they
production.
They rely so heavily on their bench.
You have to get production for Sean Livingston. Anderson Varejao needs to play some big minutes, which he probably will.
I know who's going to show up off the bench from Golden State for me.
Festus.
Iguodala, no question.
Oh, yeah.
Is going to show up off the bench. And he's probably going to end up starting in the series, and Bogut's going to go back to the bench. But like you said, Livingston, Varejao. Who else is on that bench?
Festus
Ezeli, Barbosa.
They're going to have to play big.
They're going to have to play and play well and produce.
Iggy's one that you ain't got to worry about, because you know he's going to be guarding LeBron the whole series. So, but you need to have that help off the bench. That's the biggest things they need, because Curry and Thompson's going to take care of themselves. You ain't got to worry about them. They'll get their shots. They make their team better. Okay, that's why Oklahoma City didn't do game 5, 6, and 7. Their stars didn't make the team. They went back to hero ball, as Barkley likes to call it. And it is. It's hero ball. LeBron James needs to limit hero ball.
Yeah.
You ain't got to be the hero.
Him and Kyrie, they one less dribble. Don't pound it for 10, 12 seconds and then try to make a play.
Right.
Because that's easy to defend.
Take out the big three of each team, all right? No LeBron, Kyrie, or Kevin Love. Who is the X factor for each team?
Minus the big three. For Cleveland, it's J.R. Smith, no question. He has to shoot well. He shot like crap in last year's finals. And if he shoots like he did in last year's finals, the Cavaliers have no chance of winning. And for the Golden State Warriors, it's Andre Iguodala. It's got to be Andre Iguodala. Can he repeat the performance of last year's finals when he averaged 16 points a game, 5 rebounds a game, 3 assists? Because he's only averaging about 8 points a game in the playoffs. So they need more output from Andre Iguodala. He is definitely the leading candidate for the X Factor Award for the Warriors. So it's really dependent on which one of those two players come to play. Now, hopefully both of them come to play, and then it's going to come down to your stars, and your stars have to make plays. I know what Steph Curry's going to give me in the fourth quarter. He's not scared. He's not going back away from any shot. He's out there. He's looking to shoot you to the grave. LeBron James, on the other hand, may not want to take a shot at all in the final 5 minutes of the game, which will be – a detriment to the Cleveland Cavaliers. They need their best player to play huge if it's close in the fourth quarter. All championship teams need that. But the X Factors are J.R. Smith for Cleveland and Andre Iguodala for Golden State.
Man, outside – I hate to steal the same person for you.
You go ahead and say it because we know it's true. Everybody in America knows who has to step up for Cleveland. And but for Golden State, it could be a number of people.
No. Actually, I'll take it back. I'm going to go with Shumpert. Here's why. Because he's going to be guarding Klay Thompson most of the game.
He's not going to get a lot of minutes.
He's not?
He's probably going to get between 15, 18 minutes. It really depends on how J.R. Smith is shooting. Because if J.R. Smith is shooting well, his defense steps up tremendously as well.
And he's almost this year been the number one defender on that team.
Absolutely. And then he's going to make Klay or Steph work on the defensive end because you can't leave J.R. Smith. You have to chase him around them screens. You have to keep a hand on him because if he gets enough open shots, more than likely he's going to hit him. He's a knockdown three-point shooter.
For me, the Cavs, it's Tristan Thompson.
Double T?
Double T has to get double-double. I mean, every game, rebounding. I mean, he's got to be 10, 15 rebounds a game.
And get about four or five garbage buckets. Right. No offensive plays called for you. Just rebound
right.
And putbacks.
Just rebound and putbacks. That's all you need. Maybe some alley-oops or something. I mean, easy baskets. That, to me, Tristan Thompson's the most important player outside the big three because he needs to get the rebounding defensively. Who's their defender? He needs to get some blocks. I'm talking about if Steph Curry drives the lane – who was the most important player for Oklahoma City? I thought it was Steven Adams.
Mm-hmm.
Because when he played, he blocked shots and everything. I think they made a mistake in games 6 and 7. They didn't play him down the stretch. They went small again.
Billy Donovan.
Right. By the way, Billy Donovan, you get a dummy of the week because you had them. And then you changed the lineup again. You didn't change. What do we say on the show? Good coaches make changes when things ain't working. He did it the first couple of games. Then the last couple of games, he was like, all right, we're just rolling with it. We're rolling the small
lineup.
We're
going to play small ball. We're going to play right in the Golden State's hands.
If Andre Robertson's not shooting well for them, you got to change it up. And Robertson was horrible the last couple of games. Anyway,
he was fine in 5 and 6. It was game 7. He was
– Well, no, game 6, he missed a lot of open shots too.
Well, he didn't get many shot attempts.
Well, no, that's true because they were playing hero ball on the other end. You're right. But he had more shots than Durant in game 7 in the fourth quarter.
Because Durant – I don't know what was Durant doing.
Because he tried to get everybody involved, which I understand. But saying all that, Tristan Thompson has to have a big game rebounding for them and block some shots. They need somebody to block some shots and keep people out of the lane. For Golden State, man, I ain't going to say Festus. I mean, it's hands down, it's got to be Andre. I mean.
Andrew Bogut needs to be big, too. Though.
Bogut needs to be big. Fairjow needs to be big. But that's a collection. Festus needs to be big. And Bogut was huge in game 6 and 7.
Yes, he was.
So we got to give him props for that. I'm going to go Andre, though, because he's guarding LeBron James. All right? You got to make LeBron work for every single thing he gets this series.
And then you got to be able to score on the offensive end as well.
Shaun Livingston, I could say, is probably going to be one of the big X factors in this series because his defense, when he comes in to play Kyrie or J.R. Smith, contests everything they do.
And it looked like Shaun lost a little confidence in that Oklahoma City.
You see that dunk
in game 7? Yeah, he had that dunk in game 7, but for the most part in that series, he was quiet. Didn't want to take shots. He didn't look like the same aggressive guy. Maybe game 7 got him back to where he needs to be, and he'll be all right for the finals.
Well, saying all that, who wins the series and how many games?
Oh, man.
Put you on the spot.
If I'm betting money, I'm taking the Warriors, and I'll say 7 games. But I'm rooting for you, LeBron. Come on, Bron. Don't go 2-5 in the finals, man.
I'm going to say it two different ways. If Cleveland's going to win the series, they better win it in 5. If Golden State's going to win it, they'll win it in 7. Maybe 6. But I'm going to say 7. I'm going to go Golden State in 7 because I don't think Cleveland will be able to win a game seven at Oklahoma City. Or Golden State, excuse me. I keep wanting to say – you see, I wanted to say Oklahoma City, but y'all choked it away. And say what you want, you did choke that game away.
Y'all were up 13 in game six.
Yeah.
On your home floor.
Game five, you should have won. That was the game you guys should have won and closed them out. You did not, and you let them breathe, and they came back and won the series. I'm hoping LeBron wins it, but if he wins it, they're going to have to win it in five games.
They can win it in six. They can win it on their home turf in the land for the fans. That would be the biggest party of the year.
You don't want that to happen. Here, you do not want to do what Oklahoma City did, okay? Because you cannot let that champion breathe. You give them a chance. There will be more pressure on Cleveland to win in Cleveland than anything they have ever experienced.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay? Especially after Golden State's come back from a 3-1 deficit in the conference finals. Mm-hmm. You do not want Golden State to have a chance to go into your city and win the game. That's the reason I said they better win game five. If they're up 3-1, you better close it out in Golden State.
Man, if they get up 3-1, man. Whew.
I mean, I'm just saying, you can't let Golden State win two games when you're up 3-1. I mean, you can't let them win that next game. You cannot do it. So, but there's no – you got to have that sense of urgency. Hey, we got them down. Let's close them out now. Which LeBron and them did in game six against Toronto. We're like, all right, we're done.
We're tired of playing with y'all. Y'all got a couple games. It was – we felt sorry for y'all. We didn't want to sweep you.
I just, you know, it's tough to – it would be tough to go – and they were playing on the road. You see how easier it was for them when they were on the road? They finally got relaxed a little bit, and that's what they – I think it would be easier when it closed out five. I'm going to say Warriors in seven, but I am hoping LeBron wins in five games. I hope the Cavs win.
And that way we can set up the trilogy for next year, the rubber match.
Yeah. What will be your thoughts if LeBron doesn't win the title after this series? Two to five.
Disappointment because your team is healthy. Now, barring some unforeseen injury that's about to happen to one of his guys in this finals run, In the final series, he's healthy. He's got his two young guns with him. He's been here before. He knows what it takes to win a title. There's no excuses this time, man. This is San Antonio. This was your back-to-back year when you had to beat San Antonio in seven games. It took you seven games and all that you had to do to beat San Antonio. This is it. This is what you have to do again. You have to carry this team over the finish line.
Yeah, they.
But if he goes 2-5, I'll be really, really disappointed. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised because I am picking the Warriors, but I would be really disappointed, man.
Even if you listen, it's a great feat to go six straight conference or NBA finals. I get it, but you need to win, man. Listen, you're the king. You have been the self-proclaimed king since you got – before you got into the league, you were the king.
The chosen one.
All right. You – I know I ain't trying to put more pressure on your shoulder, but, dude, you got the pressure of the world on your shoulders because you need to win this title.
Nike needs you to win. They tired of losing the Under Armour.
Yeah, that's part of it. But you're the greatest player on the planet. All right, and when you're the greatest player on the planet, you do not allow anyone, and I mean anyone including Steph Curry, take it away from you. That's what's at stake.
We're about to find out if the Under Armour curse is a real thing or it's just certain players that it affects.
Game one is on Thursday at 9. Who wins that game tonight?
I think the Warriors win tonight, game one.
I'm going to go with Cavs tonight. I think the Cavs win again. I think they come out firing. I think they win tonight's game. Game two is Sunday at 8. Who wins that game?
I think that's when the Cavs take – they'll get their split game two Sunday night.
All right. I got the Warriors winning that one. Then game three is Wednesday night. We will have a show Monday.
Wednesday will go Cavs win game three.
In Cleveland, I'm gonna go Cavs. I'll say Cavs will win that game. So I'm gonna go with them game three. I think the Warriors game four, but yeah, we'll talk more about that. But yeah, just there you go. So we're both picking the Warriors to win in seven, which is so anything can happen in this game seven if it goes that far. The next show, stick around. We have a show we're going to talk about patrolling our social media segment of the week, dummies of the week, NFL talk, some more hockey. We'll talk some hockey, NASCAR, and two words for you, and of course, Bon Voyage. You got anything else?
As always, sports is life.
And you can catch us everywhere.
Side piece.
Going down, I'm yelling timber.